We are on Simen Chafei, Sif Yud. Imsach Letzayrech Tzilin. We had learned that one is also to speak out between the Anoch of the Tzilin Shal Yad, the Tzilin Shal Oish. There are two reasons for this. One reason is because if he speaks out, the Bracha of Lohaniach is also going on the Tzilin Shal Oish. And if he speaks out, so therefore, this bracha will not help on the Tzilin Shalosh. So according to the Mechaber, you make our mitzvahs on the Tzilin Shalosh. According to the Ramah, which we always make our mitzvahs, and now you make Lohaniach and our mitzvahs on the Tzilin Shalosh. So that is what we have. That's one reason why one should not speak between the Tzilin Shel Yad and Tzilin Shel Rosh, because he's losing the bracha. He's going to my bracha, Shein, that we have to make a new bracha. We had another reason. It says, V'hoya l'cho l'oiz v'yotchu t'aytofis b'nei nechos v'chazal darshin, it should be havaya achas l'kulam, it should be one asiyah between the Tzilin Shel Yad and the Tzilin Shel Rosh. And there should not be a heftig between the two anochas. It should be simultaneous. The anochas be one after the other. That's a second reason that one should not speak out. Now, imsach letzayrech tefillin. If the reason he spoke out was he needed, it was letzayrech tefillin. So that means, whatever the reason was, it was necessary, let's say, the tefillin. He didn't know where someone put on the tefillin shel rosh. So he made a laniach, he put on tefillin shel yad, and then he's looking around, and there was a cleaning lady there. Akaponim, he needs a tefillin shel rosh. So he says, where's my tefillin shel rosh? Simsach letzayrech tefillin eine chayzem abor. Since this siche is an intrinsic chalik of the anochas tefillin, I need this. It's letzayrech tefillin. So it's not called a hefsik. So ain't a chayzam above. That's, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Imsach afilu imsach bein birkas loniach and bein anochas tefillin shayat gam kengin ahochi. Ain't a chayzam. Aval achatchila osa lasiach bein birkas loniach adach anochas sholosh. That means, if he could avoid speaking, he should do this. A filler b'dvom shein letzayrech filler. Im loy eiches yev shebinyan acher. But if the only way he can find this filler in shalosh is he goes over to the cleaning lady, that's how my mind is what he's talking about. So then he has to speak. So my mele. So then it's mutter lechad chila. Ach b'chay la'moy shein mevorchim efsher. He did not make a bracha at all. So then the sole reason to not to be mafsik is the second reason. So for tefillin, it is mutter. Now, this we learned yesterday, I think, but let's go further. Im shama kaddish oikdushe men tefillin shel yad wa tefillin shel rosh. He heard Kaddish and Kedusha, lo yavsik lana yisimba. He should not say Amen Yeheshmei Rabbe. He should not say Kaddish, because he's not allowed to be mafsik between the Tzilin Shel and Tzilin Shel Rosh. Elo, what should he do? Shoysek. He should be quiet. Vishoymeya, and he should listen to Amen Yeheshmei Rabbe, umechavein lemasha imrim. And he should be mechavim to what they're saying. So there's a klal of shemeya ka'ine. So here we can't. We have the same halacha by shemayna esre. If a person is in the middle of shemayna esre and he hears kedusha, so we have also this halacha that one should be quiet and listen to kodesh. You know, b'yaitzot shemeya ka'ine. And the halacha we pass, and it's not considered a hefsik. So the same thing over here. I'll listen to Amen Yesh Merab, I'll listen to Kodesh, and I'll be yaitza with that. Mechavim l'mashayim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yapsik. ואפילו לנו יש אומן על ברוכס וגופה, כגוי לנו יש אומן על ברוכס תפילין שמבורך אחר. Now, also, now this is a machlokes d'ponim meiris and Rabbi Kibeger and the Dvar Shmuel. The ponim meiris says as follows. If a person said, laniach tfilin, and he's putting down his tfilin, and then the person standing next to him says also, laniach tfilin. So the ponim meiris says, he could answer amen on that because the amen is on the mitzvah I'm doing. I'm saying there's a mitzvah laniach tefillin. So the Ponim Meiris holds, if the Omen is on the mitzvah that I, even though I made a bracha, but it's not considered a hefsek. That is the Shitas Ponim Meiris. Rabbi Kevegan, the Dvar Shmur, Al-Choy Lekanem, Chas V'Sholom. Mama, you made your bracha, you put on your tefillin. He said a bracha, gewaldig, but you shouldn't answer Omen. So now that's what the Mishbu is going to speak about. אפילו לנו יש אומן הברוך איזו גוף וכי לנו יש אומן הביט כספילן שמבורך אחר עושה אם לא יש החווי רואי מחווי להציע בברוך איזו unless that means let's say he didn't make the ברוך and he's holding it what's the enemy wants to be מייצים by the תפילן של ראש so he's making now mitzvah תפילן so then אומן and then he'll put on the תפילן. So then that omen that he's answering, let's say he's not going to make, let's make a real frumish shayla. That means he's from the Mechabas Chassidim. He only makes one bracha. But he's afraid, what's going to be if 120 years of Miraputa Ramona, where's your mitzvah's tefillin? You come from Ashkenazim, and those. So he tells someone else who's an Ashkenazim, you're making a mitzvah's tefillin, and to be mighty me with your al mitzvahs, and I learned so amen. So memele, so be'etzim, it could be yitzah with your name. Well, he could add some. The amen is only that he can use your name sproche. So that's no problem. Im loyshe chaver mechamu leitzir bebroches. Fine. Lana yitzimon. So what does it say over here? One should not say Omen Yehesh Merab. The imposak va'ona Omen Yehesh Merab. What if he did the wrong thing? He said Omen Yehesh Merab. I kedusha. I bochu. I sha'ona Omen aleiza brocha shesham. He did the wrong thing, but it's done now. He said Omen Yehesh Merab. What happens now? Chayzer emavorech. Now this is so the Mechaba Paskins, it's a hefsek. Mechaba Paskins, it's a hefsek. So let us just think out loud for 1 minute. It's a hefsek. So what should the halacha be? Now we have two mahalchim, what one should do when one is mafsik. The Mechaba holds, if you were mafsik, he said laniach, you put on the tefillin shel yad. Theoretically, the laniach goes on the tefillin shel rosh. Now you were mafsik, so you have to make now a new broch on the tefillin shel rosh al mitzvah. That is the shitas hamechaba. The shitas aramo is that the laniach goes on the shel rosh. That's true. And then by the gemar mitzvah, you make a laniach went on the shel yad and shel rosh. Now you said now the mitzvahs will go on the gemar of the mitzvah, so that's a second bracha on the gemar of the mitzvah. So if you're mamsik, so according to the Remo, you make now laniach. Laniach goes on the shel rosh also, and if you are mamsik, so now you lost the laniach on the shel rosh. So according to the Remo, if you're mamsik, you make two brachas. If you're mamsik, you make two brachas. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person said, Omen Yehesh Merab, he said, Omen Yehesh Merab, which he shouldn't have done. He was mamsik. So the Mechaba says, you have to make a new bracha. So the pashtus is, if it's a hefsik, it's a hefsik. So therefore, according to the Mechaba, you'll make now a mitzvah. And according to the Remo, you'll make lahaniach and al mitzvahs. That's the poshut pshat. And the Bir Halacha brings this down from the Chayodom, that's what you should do. And the Shulchan Al-Kharab says the same thing. I mean, if it's a hefzik, so whatever you do by every hefzik, you said, Amen Yesh Merabe. So it's also... No, it's a mechaber. When you lost your lohaniach, she say al mitzvahs. Like this lohaniach is good, period. You lost your lohaniach, now you make al mitzvahs. Lohaniach is for both. Now it came out as only for one. She say al mitzvahs for the shalosh. That's according to the mechaber. According to the Ramah, you need lohaniach on both. You lost Yilaniach on the Shalosh, so say now Laniach and Al Mitzvah. That's according to the Ramah. So now a person made a hefsik, so it should be whatever, whoever's chosid he is, if he's the Mechaber's chosid, the Ramah's chosid, that's what he should do. And that's what it says in Chayodom, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Harav. There is a Altsei Sachaim, the Altsei Sachaim says, no. Afilu, according to the Ramah says you should make two brachas, but they have a sveksveike not to make two brachas. What's a sveksveike? Number one, maybe the Allah is like the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds you only make al mitzvahs, period. That's according to the Mechaber. And Afilu, according to the Ramah, there is a shita that holds that Yilate and Salman Yehish Mei Rava. We don't ask you like that, but there's such a Shita. Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, so there's a Sveksveike that I shouldn't make Lahaniach. Maybe it's not a Hefzik at all. And I feel it is a Hefzik. According to the Mechaba, I only make all mitzvahs. So he says, so he brings down that to Sechayim, only make all mitzvahs. So we have a very interesting. The Chayodom and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, make two brachas, and the Altsei Sachaim says, make one bracha. And perhaps if one doesn't know what to do, I mean, I should say, Savit brachas loko, yebir Altsei Sachaim, that says you should not make two brachas. Okay, let's go further. Ma'im bibir halacha. U'machel amoyit, that is when, so here we're speaking about, we are speaking about a person. We're speaking about a person said he laniach tefillah and he put on the shel yad. So he said, Amen Yesh Mei Rabbe, and then he chatzich. He's not allowed to do it. So he said, you have to make again a bracha. But b'chol hamoed, what if this happened in chol hamoed where there's no bracha whatsoever? I meniach tefillah the Rabbeinu Tam uchiyotzish meniach b'li bracha. That's right, he said, but according to those who don't make a bracha, if you make a bracha, then you have this simon and forget about it. But if you're from the people who never make a bracha, so now a shayla of a bracha, I don't make a bracha, period. So the whole shayla is the vahoyu havaya achas l'kulam. That means l'chatchila, I should do everything simultaneously, but you should do it together. And I didn't do it. I said, Amen Yehish Meirab. So he says, Yesh lahokel lahavsik lanias omen yesh me rabba ktusha bolk of omen. He should answer. Because again, now let us see, he should answer omen yesh me rabba. Now we mentioned, why are we doing this? There's a shita sarabbeinu tam. Always he answers omen yesh me rabba. It's such a shita. So when it comes to shayla to make a new bracha, we tell you, don't you dare do it. I mean, it's a shayla. But here I'm not making a bracha anyway, so I can be soimech on the Rabbeinu Tam. But, he says another thing. Ach, yosiz asho yad mem koimoy, koim shnich asho rosh, kdeshi yehava yachas asho shnich. But you can rectify what you did wrong. That means like this, let's say, it is a hefsek. I put on, I'm not making any brachas whatsoever. I put on the tulot shal yad. Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. Fine, I said Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. So now I'm going to put on the Tzul and Shorosh. So it's not Havaya Achas Lekum. There was a hefset between the Tzul and Shoryad and the Tzul and Shorosh. Zakta Mishne Baruch, I'll tell you what to do. Push away the Tzul and Shorosh. Now I got news for you. You don't have Tzul. Push away the Tzul and Shoryad, I mean. Push away the Tzul and Shoryad. But it shouldn't be Bim Kaimai. So now, what's my matzav? I don't have anything. I don't tum shoyat. I don't tum shalosh. I didn't make any bochur, so it's not too bad. I don't tum shal tum shalosh. Now push back the tefillin shoyat. Now put on the tefillin shalosh. I am avay achas lekulam. So gemaldik. I'm rectifying what I did wrong. That means the whole problem is that if I put on the tefillin shoyat. And then I say, Omen Yesh Merabah, so this is not a vayachas or this, but if it's not a geya, a brochet, it's only a geya, a vayachas, he can rectify this. Push down the tool and show, yeah, put it back again, put it tool and show, Rosh, give all the big. Okay. Which brochet are you speaking about? Yeah. Vice is not everyone. Or he hears from outside from the Mesikin Minyan. It can also be. Okay. Now we have something very, very interesting. Which Acher Shekosh Al Kaponim, let us appreciate. We have our own name, Meiridikim Achudishtik Alochis, which Zapotan Mishnebur, the Fiki Beginim brings this down. About Al Kaponim, we have to appreciate that there's a halacha abaya achas lekulam. This halacha we have to appreciate, that there should be, right after the tefillin shayad, you should put on the tefillin shalosh. And that's why you're not allowed to feminish. Al-Kaponim, it should be, you should be masmach, the tefillin shalosh, the tefillin shayad. So let's see what the Mechaber says. Sha'achar shekosha shayad azaraya. He was kosher. That means he put it on the tiboyres. He tightened it, finished, let go of that, and put on the tefillin shalosh. What? No, you made a baruch on the shel yad, and now, but you're not making the kriches. So because the mechabot, the kriches is not, there's a mitzvah of kriches, but that's not the mitzvah of tefillin. I have a mitzvah to k'shartam lo yisa yedecha. V'hoyu lo teitav yisbay neinecha. It's a long pasuk, I said. The pasuk was, it says, avayachas l'kulam, that v'hoyu locha lo yisa yotru zikom bay neinecha. V'hoyu should be one avayif and lo yisa yedecha. So you have to, it'd be masmech, the tefillin shel rosh to the tefillin shel yad. So you tighten v'hoyel chalois, I tighten it. Then I don't make any kriches, and then I put on the tefillin shel rosh, gevaldik. That's called havaya achas lekulam, because the kriches of the ritzuah is not mitzvah tefillin. It's a mitzvah kriches of the ritzuah. But the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin, I finished already. So when you finish this, put on your tefillin shalosh. That's what the Mechaber says. That 100%. We'll see maybe because we have to finish the Mechaber. Acher shekosher shel yad al azoya, yenich shalosh, koidem sheyichrei charetzu esoviv hazroya, before he puts on the soviv hazroya. Yeah, that's what he should do. V'yesh misha oimer, No, we're finished. That's the Mechaber. The Mechaber, that's just what we don't do. Let's see. Now, Kaidim Sheyichai Chatam, Kibin Shebirkas Loiniyah Chizeres Gamal Shalosh, we have the brochas going. Kenal Besifkot Lamed Alf, okay, he mentioned the time of the brocha also. The Chosh came La Mechabel El Besifei, the Sfirulei Dene Mevorech El Achas, the Mechabel says you make one brocha, so the Lanich is going on the Shalosh. Al Kain Yemayit Ahefsik B'chol Mashti Yutho. She should minimize the Hefsik between the Lanich, and you put it on the Shal Yad, so you should minimize the Hefsik. That's not Meikar Hadin. Alkein, so you do this later. Alkein, Toiv La'acha Oisa Achinir Shalosh. So you put this over here, and then you go and put it, and then you go and put it, and then you put on the Shalosh, and then Gvaldik. And that's what the Mechaber holds. ובספר קבונס אריזל קוסוב, ואריזל סד שהיה נויג לכרוי חשי וכריכוי סובי זלוי התחילה. ואריזל פודן בסבן קריכס, אבל לא יגיד בו קריכי שעל האצבע, ותרי קריכס אידנה פודן על הפינגר, כוסד אידס את הסבן קריכס, מון סקן, מפני שהוא סויבה, כימנו לך התחילה גם הקריכס הוא מצווה, this is also a mitzvah part of the nachas vikach ein zehps. So we have here a machlokes the Arizal and the Machabes. Zogt de Mishne Berure, v'chein haminik b'chol makim. The minik is everyone does like the Arizal, and we make the Zayin Krishna. V'ayin b'tshuvis mishkan eshyakim simechav ches, b'ati gam kein kimin hageinu, that our minig is proper, lichoich koidem al hazroya lechizuk, for a different reason. That means the Mishkan Hashakim is a very poshet atayne. I'm going to make a tight over here, then I'm going to put on the shalosh. You know what's going to happen over here? It's going to get loose, it's going to fall again. So you never made a proper kshira, unless you be koidech, that'll hold it. So the Mishkan Hashakim says that the Gamkin when again the Licha Koydom al Azroi Lechizek the Belaf Oshim Lemiskayim Bein Enikrish Kshira Ayin Shom. Right, okay. So what's your problem?
You die and then before
you stop. No. Chas v'shalom.
No.
Before
you die.
No. Before you make it tight. Yeah. Then you're ma'adik. You're ma'adik over here also. It's not evil as a yasim. It's evil over. That means you have to do it the closest to the mitzvah that you can do. So if you put it... That's right. You should do it right before you do the mitzvah. Well, the talus is before that tefer. Because when you covered, you did the mitzvah already. Here, so you have to do before you do the... No. It should be in the back. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
For all of these, they don't have any problems.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not okay. Yeah, you said that? Okay, I don't know. They all did it back. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I don't know the word yet for this one. Okay. Bimnei Shu Soiva. Oh, yeah. V'chein ha'minig b'chol b'yeh. So the Mishkan Shakim says it's preferable to do like this, because else you don't even have a kshira. Kosov b'seifa ma'ima mo'otchai. So we have, the minig oilam is that we make the krisis. The Rizal kaponim, this is the minig oilam. This is the minig oilam. Now, Yeah. This is the minigarizah. This is the minigarizah. But let's just say, so we have two reasons. The minigarizah holds, number one, the kriches are chelik of the hanoche. And number two, you won't have a kshire, that's the Mishkan Hashakim, if you don't make kriches. Okay. Now, I mean, so l'chayra, according to the Mishkan Hashakim, you don't have to make seven kriches, make two kriches. Okay, now, well, let's go a little further. Kosa b'sefer Maima Motchai. The Maima Motchai says, "Im shama kadosh k'tusha acher shebirich shel yad." Now, he heard he said, "Baruch Hashem oniach tulim." He's holding it like this, and if he's going to go seven times around, he's miskadosh. If he'll, he didn't put on the tulim shalosh, but if he'll stop over here and he'll go and put on the tefillin shalosh, or mitzvah tefillin, or whatever it is, he can say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. So if he will not make the kriches, he can chapara in kedusha, and he's not doing like the Arizal. He's not doing like the bishapingara in kedusha. So the maimer. He wants to say kedusha. Ke. I would say ke is like ke iluki empty. It's not ke. It's not the same. So memele. So the maimer motri says mshama kadosh kedusha achas shebirich al shalgam. ואם יכרח ליל את מי לא הניח של ראש ולענס, יניח של ראש קיידם הקריחס, אם יוכל להדיק במקצר של היום יש התפילו של יד, ואם כאילו של המים המאות, he says, listen, we do like the reason, but listen, if you can chap a rain a kedush, and you maybe just be kreich a little bit, and then put on the shalosh, and make a, and then say kodesh, that is zichre preferable. But now I saw something in the Afikim Meginim, which some of the things he says I never knew, some I did know. But let me share what he says. He says, we have here a machaber that says you should be masmech the tefillin shalosh to the tefillin shalyad. So according to machaber, don't make any kriches. The Arizal says, no, seven kriches, that's part of the dos, seven kriches. So if you imagine, so if you make seven kriches, you know where you stop over here. Don't go and put it on, around your palm. That's not seven kriches. Your seven kriches ended over here. What are you doing this around the palm? This is not Arizal also. So around the palm is a hefsek. You say number one, which then I never know, but he says that. What right do you have to do this? The Arizal only says seven kriches. This is not the seventh, this is a... And they krich. No, so you put it down seven times, then you put it on the shalosh, and then it's going to hang down. It's going to hang down. Okay, so we'll take care of it later. But look upon them, your tulin will still be there. It'll be tight. It's not necessary. There's an inyan you should make the tulin shalosh as close as possible to tulin shayat. You say number one. You say number two, which I didn't know, and he says, I remember once in the summer Seisa, that the people that have like a tik that you put over the tefillin shalyad, you put over something that it shouldn't, the corner shouldn't rub out. It's a very practical thing. The corner shouldn't cut out. Is that a chatzitzis? Well, no, you put the tik on the cup. Yeah, not the paint in the corners. Yeah, you put. Don't put on this tik. You put on the tefillin shalosh. This has nothing to do with the yahanocha. You put yahanocha's tefillin. Well, you take it off before you put on. So one second. I once heard from a sofer. He said you take it off before. And why? I don't know if it's... I'll tell you... But just one second. No. Either the Tom is... Maybe it's about Tosef or something. I don't know. I'm putting on tefillin plus a cover. I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason. I'll tell you something. That's also true. But Guspi, I'm putting on something else for the tefillin. It could be... I heard from a sefer, number one. Number two, he says something else, and I'll kapon him, but he says, I'd like to elaborate a little bit. He says another thing, what you should not do. Now, I once heard from someone that says, bedafke, you should have the cover on when you're putting it on. Why? Because it says, v'hoyo l'cho lois v'loy l'acherev lois. That the tefillin shel yad should be mechusse. The tefillin shel yad should be mechusse. So this person, bedafke, he put on the tefillin shel yad with the cover, with the basachas. So the paket has had the tefillin to be voyel chover ismalei lachemer. That's what this person did. I heard from someone that you should not do that. Okay, so exactly the reason why it is, I don't know. But here says, the Afikim Beginim also seems he held you shouldn't do it. So he says, therefore you should put on the cover after you put on the shalosh. Now, then he says something else. But he was concerned, v'hoya l'cha l'ois, this bothered him. V'hoya l'cha l'ois. So he says, you know what you should do? You should take your sleeve and cover the tefillin shalyat. As soon as you put it on, you put on the tefillin, the kriches, cover with your sleeve the tefillin shalyat. But even though your sleeve covers the whole hand, well, I'm sorry, don't cover your hand now. You have your main object and goal is to put on the tefillin shalosh. Don't cover your head. You put it on. I made my sign kriches. I'll cover the shalyat. I'll put on the shalosh. And then, Baruch Hashem, now I can take a breath, and then I'll go and take care of all other things that have to be taken care of. I'll make the two, so I'll have the esba. Not too sure, no. Not too sure. But because it's a pasuk for you, l'chol lois, v'lei l'cheirem lois. So that you should do, as soon as you make your zayin kriches, schlep your sleeve till here. And that's it. Stop over there. You have time to... There's no Indian to cover the ritzuis. That's what he says. Yeah. The shalyad should be covered. Without the ritzuis. The ritzuis is not bizarre, no. But the shalyad should be covered.
Yeah. I got scared. I pulled up on that night. And I did not ask why. Now I just want to read.
No, he said, God, the Afikim Beginim says clearly this. Yeah, okay. Maybe you're covering it for something else because you're able to say a melech and you're sustained by a bear. No. Other people don't cover it, no jacket and no... Okay, it's not, but that he, it seems to me there's no problem. The shaila is when you should do it. That's the shaila. Okay. So it seems there is such a minute to do. That's what you speak. But do it later. No, not to my love. Yeah. You don't need the case. I hear what you're asking. That's a good question. I don't know exactly what to tell. You're asking a very good question. I don't know. Okay, let's go a little further. No.
The wash, people just all the cut over it.
Rabbi Yankov says you shouldn't. No. I don't know. Okay, we'll have to stop here.
Can you find out?
When? I don't know. I don't know if I could find out because...